Thank you, Brad, and good morning. The sheriff's office is searching for a stolen truck and the suspect who stole it during a home invasion robbery in Carlotta on Friday morning. The suspect is described as an adult male, about 5'9", who was wearing all black clothing and who speaks with a slight accent and who was armed with a black revolver. The truck is a silver 2000 Toyota pickup, license plate number 8U16001. The victim reported the man burst into his home, brandished a handgun, tied him up, and then ransacked the place and reportedly told the victim if he called police, he would kill him. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Arcata police are searching for a suspect in a shooting incident last Friday that occurred during a marijuana transaction in the area of 15th and Union Streets in Arcata. The victim said he was in the middle of the transaction when the suspect pulled a gun and struck the victim in the head. A brief struggle ensued and the gun fired, although no one was hit. The suspect, described as a white male adult, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds, with red hair and a mustache, fled the scene in a newer model Nissan Maxima with Oregon plates. The firearm was recovered at the scene and the victim sustained minor injuries. Anyone who may have witnessed the incident is asked to contact Arcata Police. A Eureka police officer on patrol in a car equipped with a license plate reader received an alert on a car parked at Marina Way on Friday night. The vehicle had been stolen in San Diego, and the officer contacted two people sitting inside and ordered them from the car at gunpoint. The man in the driver's seat, 27-year-old Tekele Hixa, was arrested and booked into county jail on possession of stolen property charges and later released on his own recognizance. The passenger was released at the scene. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's POP team served a search warrant at a residence in the 2400 block of 15th Street in Eureka after a traffic stop led officers to investigate the house and owner. Officers contacted the resident, 29-year-old Ian Hudden Kosar of Eureka, and a search of the residence turned up 141 growing marijuana plants, 15 pounds of processed marijuana, psychedelic mushrooms, and $2,400 in cash. One bedroom and the entire garage had been used for the grow, and electrical wiring was found to have been installed in an unsafe manner, and electricity to the house and garage were cut off. Hudden Kosar was booked on possession and cultivation charges. And on Friday, the California State Assembly approved a bill by Assemblymember Wes Chesbro to save the state's Oiled Wildlife Care Network and the Oil Spill Prevention and Preparedness Program. The state-funded programs are designed to respond to oil spills in order to protect and save wildlife, review oil spill contingency plans, monitor fuel transfers, and develop safety standards. The bill saves these programs by adding a small fee on oil imported to marine oil terminals or piped in from state oil platforms, and it now heads to the state Senate. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time for Our Community News. In this month's Our Community News, we've turned the focus to water and boating recreation and the impact those activities have on the north coast and the southern coast of Oregon. Visitors flock to the region as the temperature warms up each year to take advantage of rafting, swimming, boating, and fishing. And for many businesses, this is where they make their money. While our region is known for its trees, you can only stare in awe at giant sequoias for so long before it's time to hit the trail and find a local river or lake for some recreation. The Rogue River in Oregon is a popular spot as visitors can take advantage of floating down the river for an easy ride, nor hit the white water for a bit more excitement. Rivers throughout the north coast and in southern Oregon are home to rafting and fishing businesses that allow patrons to take advantage of the natural beauty of this rugged region. These local businesses are one of the cornerstones of our business communities, drawing dollars and tourists to local cities, towns, and campgrounds. And that's our community news. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.